Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
Calorie counter man.
No,
man, calorie.
Not so much.
If it wasn't for an app, well, I mean, what would life be like, right?
Exactly.
Which is a really good app. I remember it. Then I realized they were counting my apps too, so my calories too, so I quit doing that. John!
Hello, hello.
John Ramos has joined us today. So glad to be able to have him. He never counts a calorie.
No, not one.
I quit. I couldn't count that high. 1,362. Do you know, by the way, big shout out to Christian Television Network audience and VFN Radio audience around the nation, around the world. For all those in Texas, I want to give a big shout out to you today. You guys are always on our heart in Texas, our big encouragers, and it's exciting to see what's going on out there. I'll give a big shout out to Omarion and Eli out there. And also, I'll give a big shout out to Adam this morning. God just really had you on my heart, man, and I believe the Lord's just really speaking to you. I'm excited about what God is doing. The voice of the Lord is speaking, and people are being drawn, like you talked about yesterday on the program. With if you missed it, you got to catch it. You want to be, you know, kingdom first.
Yeah.
I'm talking about what John has shared and what Rick Joyner was writing about was, you know, think about the kingdom first. And your life is so much better because if you don't think about it first, you will eventually have to think about it. Then you got to make huge adjustments off of it. And then you might miss, you know, what's going on. And you don't want to miss. There's nothing, is there something worse than, not knowing something. It's knowing it and missing it.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing what God was going to do, but you hesitated so long. And it just makes me think about this. And we're going to be talking about the stabbing that took place in Pennsylvania. It's amazing what's taking place with the violence in the world. But this young, I believe it was a 16-year-old young man, sophomore, in Franklin Regional High School. And he just went around and began to stab 21 counts of crimes towards, you know,
wow,
stabbing these students. We just want to, we'll be talking more about that, but it's just a tragedy. And we'll be showing you a video of this young man, and they say his parents were like, what did I tell you that they
called? Ozzie and Harriet.
And the truth is, it doesn't matter what your parents are like, you are responsible for your own behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find out, society is saying over and over again, you know, let's blame something on someone else. And it's like, but how come you're the one that goes to jail? How come you're the
right
one that suffers? How come you're the one that has this broken life? And it's like, don't you get it? You're being held personally accountable for your own decisions. And so we would encourage you, hopefully get a chance to be able to talk about that today as well. God is just unfolding some amazing things. Some amazing things are taking place. And I want you to be encouraged, because even though you're seeing things on the horizon and maybe you've been listening to us talk about it, you've been listening to us talk about, you know, some of those things that are coming. There's two things we're talking about in regards to prophetically speaking. One is that some difficult times are coming. But it's just like, you know, come on. I mean, you know this. If you're making bad grades on your report card, and if you have a loving parent, you know some bad days are coming if you don't get your grades right.
That's right.
It's not a surprise. You can look at society today, and you can see the decisions and what's taking place in society, and you can say, my goodness, you know, it's time for probably some discipline to be able to bring things back into a place of order again. And so that's coming. But the second thing, you have to understand that a good parent is doing that because they love you and have a plan for your life, and they want you to succeed, and they want you to make it. And I mean, think about it. Why would they be investing so much in you to be able to break that particular bad habit or turn in the right direction? And, you know, and this is what the Lord said, you know, the Word of God says, you know, us being evil, understand that concept. How much more perfect does our Heavenly Father understand that He disciplines those He calls sons? You know, mm-hmm. Consider hardship as discipline. He's treating you as a son. Think about this. This is what He says too. He says, Jesus, although He was a son, He learned obedience. I mean, Jesus learned obedience. And what difficult times do, and obedience is not everybody, you know, don't do this and don't do that. Obedience is doing what God told you to do. So there, 10 people could be walking in obedience to God doing 10 different things. Like one could have been sent to one continent, and one could be sent to another continent. Mm-hmm. One could be sent to a nation. One could be sent to the workplace. One could be sent to a marriage, and they're supposed to have, you know, godly marriage, whatever. But obedience is obeying God. That's what I'm talking about. And he says, even Jesus himself learned obedience from what he suffered. Although he was a son, mm-hmm. he learned obedience. And it's like the enemy has just really whacked people's perception of what he attacked it, of what the vocabulary is and what family really is. And Ozzie and Harriet were actors. But a true family, if you read the Word of God, has issues and problems and all this stuff. But God comes down in the midst of that. And those who say yes to God, he begins to his grace and his mercy brings that family to a place you thought you could never go before. Ozzie and Harriet were actors. You know, Bill Cosby and his wife, Miss Cosby, which is actually, I know who her husband really is, the basketball player. But Rashad, announcer. And, but that they were actors. That wasn't real. Let me tell you the mm-hmm. true, let me tell you the true story. The true story of what was going on during those, that beautiful program of this family, this American family, the Cosby Show,
right.
was Bill Cosby's son, I believe Bill Cosby Jr., I believe, but Bill Cosby's son was going to college while he was doing this program, showing us a great example of how we should be as a family and how we should see all families this mm-hmm. way, that his son was changing a tire on the side of the road. And while he was going to college, in the middle of just on the road, you get a flat tire, you right. change the tire. And somebody drove by and they shot and killed Bill Cosby's son. This man who was setting a good example for all of us as a family, how a family should look, right. how we should operate, how we should respect the family uh-huh. and how we should respect our parents and we can do well in this environment. Well, that was a show. The reality is life's painful thing, terrible things happen. And the amazing thing is that he continued to set the example for us in a program and a show mm-hmm. while he suffered personally a great loss. And I just have the greatest respect for, right. you know, Bill Cosby in that. It was just amazing. He wrote a book. What's his book? People. He said, Come on, People, or something like
yeah.
that. Something. It was so good that, man, I got the book and I saw it again. I got to get that book. And I'm like, I already had it. I put it right under the copy of the book. And he's just talking about realities, you know, how things really are. And so but that's reality. Mm-hmm. You know, reality is we talk about Abraham Lincoln and all the things that he did, but he had like failure after failure after failure relationship. His wife reportedly was insane. And so he's in the White House trying to lead the government while his wife is tapping into the tills reportedly and just Looney Tunes. Mm. And his son dies. He suffers from depression. But yet we go to his statue, his memorial there at the Lincoln Memorial, and we forget about the realities of life. You know, you go and you look again and again, even of God's generals. You think about Mariah Eder and how powerful she was used as a general in the Lord. Mm-hmm. But she lost every single one of her children. Every one of her children were lost wow. because she was delaying her call of obedience. She was like, I will eventually. And she lost all of her children. The enemy just came and did that. And so this is what she writes. This is what she says. Mm-hmm. And then, so she obeys the Lord and God begins to move. Power of God's so strong that when she's on a stage in California, one particular man comes in there to, just obviously taken over by the adversary, comes in there and starts to come from behind her to attack her. Mm. And immediately the power of God hits him. His tongue swells up in his mouth where he can't even talk. And he falls back and hits the ground and basically goes into a vision of hell.
Oh, wow.
And he sees hell. And so that's reality. At the same time, her husband is arrested, or not arrested, but just exposed by while she's ministering. He went out and had committed adultery
affair.
On her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, committed adultery. And the papers just really love that. And it's like, well, hello, we're... Read David.
Hello.
Yeah.
We got to quit saying that we're something that we're not. We are real folks that need Jesus. The fact that we even say that I'm a Christian means at some point I came to the reality that I am, all of my right things are wrong. All my righteousnesses are filthy rags. Nothing I've done is acceptable, that I cannot save myself. That's the whole thing of saying you're a Christian. Mm-hmm. It's not saying that you've walked on the water. It's saying you're drowning and that God, you cried out to a savior. You needed a savior to be able to save you. That's what the whole thing is. So when somebody says, you know, I'm a Christian, and they understand who they were when they were first found, lying in their pool of blood when God comes by and says, live. Because he talks about that. He says, but then you forgot who you were and where you were when I found you. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I started blessing you. Then you started thinking you was something, and you started, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's like, so we have to understand, don't try to hide. This is the realities. Life's, I mean, in every individual in your family, every individual in your gathering, every individual in your community answers alone before God. Nobody's their excuse. They stand alone before the throne of God, and you need to let them know that, which means also you need to take ownership for your own sin. You need to say, you know what? I got to do what's right. I got to do what's right. And of all the things, and we're fixing to go to break, but of all the things that that this particular African pastor could have experienced when he got in a car accident and he died. He died and he went to hell. You know, we have people that die and go to heaven and they come back.
Right.
Well, this pastor dies and goes to hell. And so he looks in the flames of hell and he sees four other pastors. You know, and you have to understand, you know, some people call themselves a pastor, you know, but that doesn't mean they are one.
Right.
But there are some that have been, they've gone astray.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just because somebody calls himself a pastor. As a matter of fact, if they call themselves, if their business, you know, anyway. So anyway, if it says incorporated, anyway, so listen. So all, this guy's going to hell. He went to hell. He got in a car accident. He went to hell. And we have his testimony. We actually have his testament on. We can show you him this, and hopefully maybe we can find it and make it an available link. But he said he looked into the fires and he saw his pastor friends and other people, but his pastor friends. And this is the reason why, because this is what they were saying. Of all the things they could have said, they were saying this, give the money back.
Hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Give the money. I was like, repent, maybe deal with your sin. Go back and tell people hell is real. This is what he said. This is what he said, ma'am. This is what he said, sir. This is what he said he heard them saying from the fires of hell. Give the money back.
Mm.
You think about this. We're spending $1.3 million per baptized believer. We're turning everything over to the government to be able to help people and take care of folks and everything else. 97% of the church is robbing from God, according to George Barna, and tithes and offerings. And it's like, give the money back. You know, get the money back. Don't think if we don't honor God with what's his, that he won't take everything that he's given us and take it through high taxation, just like he did through Israel with Jehoiakim. Listen, it's a definite. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He loves us, and he's going to get our attention. But I want to encourage you today that if your family has issues and you're going through struggles and stuff's going wrong, you know, go find, if you're in a gathering of believers in a church that criticizes you because you're going through troubles, find somebody who understands we all go through troubles. We all go through struggles. Even Samuel. We'll talk more about this coming up from the break, but I want to tell you a few men of God that people lift up today, like Abraham Lincoln, in the reality of our lives. We'll get back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can you lose your job for referring to your faith? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Out of the blue here all of a sudden last Wednesday morning, here comes my boss walking into one of the stores I was in, and he goes, I'm going to have to let you go. And I said, for what? And he said, harassment. You can't tell people that if you're not religious, you're going to go to H-E-L-L. And I said, I didn't say any of that.
Yeah, let me tell you this. You can't be fired for your faith, and it had to be documented. There was this attempt a few years ago to create what was called a religious-free zone at the workplace, but that did not come into fruition. And we beat those guidelines back. So, again, that's an overreaction. Let me get you in touch also with our lawyers here at the ACLJ and get you some help. And by the way, great resources, Gary, on our website. The On the Issues section, when you go there, right there on the website, has a whole section about workplace and what you can and cannot do. But yeah, since you've been terminated here, let me get you in touch with our lawyers.
Visit us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
It's just amazing what's taking place. But listen to this, the author of The Game Plan, The Game Plan, which is Kevin Freeman. Kevin Freeman talking about, well, this is what we're believing for, is a third great awakening. A third great awakening in America, but this is the key to it. Listen up.
If we lose everything, it's okay as long as we know who's in charge and that we have each other.
That's right.
And that we know what's important. There's no doubt. Is there any doubt in your mind? If we know that, we win.
We not only win, but if we cry out to God, we repent of our hedonism and everything else, and we invite the Holy Spirit to come and move through this earth, we won't only win, we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Don't forget, we are talking about the reality of family and that families have issues, the fact that we're human beings. And don't forget, also, we're four programs back to back. We're going to be talking about this Pennsylvania stabbing that took place in the school, which is tragic. We're also going to release today the wisdom moment. You need these wisdom moments because that's how you're going to defeat all this particular information. And but just got to look at, begin to understand the very first family ever created, before there was any children at all, was a husband and wife. And in that, they had issues. The husband and wife had issues. It was only okay when it was just one. But once he decided to be two, or God thought it was, you know, it wasn't good, because he says, you know, you have some relationships. Doesn't necessarily mean marriage, but his relationship is, he's like, I thought that was the answer. I just want to be alone. And so, he's like, you know, Adam said, you know, you're eating us out of house and home. We're losing the garden here. You know, she went and ate from the forbidden fruit. He went and ate what she ate. And in the moment the order changes in the relationship, it's going to be really rough. And secondly, okay, let's go. Okay, what happens to the next generation when they have children? So here you have mom and dad, Mr. Adam and Mrs. Eve. And you think about it, that they have children. So it's obviously, I mean, he's strolling with God. I mean, these parents, Adam's talking with God. You know what I'm saying? He's talking with God. I mean, that's fresh before all of this, before like texting. I mean, you know what I'm saying? This is before cars.
Right.
This is before television. And just God, the garden and creation. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's really good when you don't even know these things exist, because it doesn't even, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, and then so they have these children. And so they have a desire, Cain and Abel have a desire to have this relationship with God too, because their parents had the parents have this relationship with God because they were making sacrifices to him, you know. Right. And so there's a little contention that went on between the two siblings. And how many parents are going like, I prayed and I raised my children right. I mean, give it a break. How many people go, I don't know what's wrong with my kid? They're human beings.
That's right.
Everybody's human. You know, it's an unrealistic expectation of your children to think because you were their parent that there's some supernatural thing. Right. I mean, they're human. They got to find God like you found God. And we train them up in the way they should go when they get old. And sometimes it takes a long time for them to get old. They won't depart from it.
Right.
And so here, you know, this is like the first offspring after God's offspring. So God births Adam. He pulls Eve out of the first thing he birthed, and these two birthed these children, their first children on the face of the earth. And they had squabbles. They were jealous. you know, he's got a closer relationship with God than me, right?
Right.
It's been a long argument for a long, long time. God loved them both. God talked to them both, by the way, because, you know, Abel put up an offering and God accepted it, and Cain wasn't accepted. But God was saying to Cain, listen, why are you walking around so downcast? He's talking to him. God is talking to him too.
Wow.
But he couldn't get his focus off of somebody else got a blessing and I didn't get it.
Right.
But God was talking to you, Cain. He's going, listen, why don't you just do what's right? Why are you so long-faced? Why are you so long-faced? Why don't you just do what's right? You know, sin is crouching at your door waiting to devour you. And so he had an option. God is talking to this other son, like he talked to his dad, and obviously like he talked to Abel. And he said, listen, this is the strategy. You're human. You have a sin nature. You just need to make this right.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make this right. And it'll work. Outside of that, sin's crouching at your door. And so he chose to take his own counsel, the counsel of darkness, and he went and killed his brother. So the very first marriage was a mess in regards to, it wasn't the, was what did they say?
Ozzie and Harriet.
It wasn't Ozzie and Harriet, which are actors. It wasn't Mr. and Mrs. Cosby.
Right.
It was husband and wife who the wife didn't follow what God was saying, and the husband followed his wife instead of following God. That's what happened, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in the context of that, whose children were, one was a murderer. One was, think about it, you could have a murderer in your family, but to have the victim of a murderer and the murderer in your family, you're like, it's a concentrated crime. You know, it's like, okay. And if you'll look, that's a consistent thing throughout human families, and our families are so small right now compared to what they used to be, except for the 18 and counting crew, whatever they're called.
Duggars.
Yeah. And which I think is going to be a role model for in the future, if we can take that capsule of stuff and for our next generation. So this is the first family. You want to hear about the first family? That's the first family. And the God. And so to say that because Adam's and Eve's marriage is all kind of messed up, and that their children is, one was murdered and one was a murderer, is to say that God is evil. Think about that. That's the ultimate. Who are you going to blame?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Who are you going to blame? And how many people are blaming other people for their own choices? God gave Adam and Eve a choice. He gave them everything except one thing. You got to have a choice. You don't have a choice, it's not real. And he gave them a choice. And he said, don't eat from this tree, but you can eat from anything else you want to in the garden. And they chose to eat from. They chose to sin. They chose to fall. They chose to do what God said not to do. Okay, God's graceful, merciful. He protected them. He got them out of the garden. And he began a redemption plan to be able to bring us in, which he did through his son, Jesus Christ. Yes, but they did fall. Man fell. When they fell, everyone fell. And their children did commit murder. I know somebody right now is just a beautiful man, and had a young son, and his son happened to be driving the wrong person to the wrong place, and the guy got out of the car and went into this particular business and shot and murdered the store clerk. And jumped, come back out the store, and took off and said, let's go. And so his son don't even know this guy went in. And by the way, this guy who he thought he was going to kill, it was the wrong person, was working that night.
Oh, wow.
This is many years ago, but guess what? He's in his 40s, and he's still today serving a life sentence because he put the wrong person in the passenger seat. And his father is still without his son in his life.
Wow.
But is that any different than how it's always been? I mean, think about Jacob. Here's, you know, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Understand that his sons were bickering and fighting and jealous, and they sold one of their brothers into slavery. They were going to kill him, but they sold him into slavery. And they went on living their life like, okay, just don't bring that up. Mm-hmm. It didn't even prick their conscience until they became desperate. And then they had to go to Egypt to find out that their brother who they sold into slavery was Joseph. And he was running Egypt now. But understand this. This is family. And the thing about it is God redeems family. Just like in the prison, when the prison guard thought everything was over because the gates were open, he said, wait. I'm still here. God will save you and your family, which means we all need saving. Your whole family needs to be saved. And to put some non-truth, righteous statement over your children or your spouse and saying you got to be perfect, that's not real. But I can tell you this, you got to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, because outside of that, all of our righteousness, all of it, no matter what it is not worth anything. It's filthy rags. But with Jesus, through Jesus, and this is all the Father's going to do, he's going to look down at us and he's going to say, do you look like my son? Do you love like my son? Do you acknowledge my son? Have you made my son the Lord of your life? Have you accepted his sacrifice and my sacrifice for your sins? And if you have done that, you're going to enter in. Well done. Well done. And if you haven't, I'm telling you, maybe today's your day. Go to meetmyfather.org. We shared a couple of our stories, how we met our Father through his son, Jesus Christ.
The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today. Amazing Automotive, serving all of your automotive needs for over 30 years, where their motto is, if it flies, floats, or rolls, we can work on it. On the corner of Hollywood and Marietta Boulevard, come bring your vehicle in today. DME, Digital Media Education. If you have an interest in learning how to create exciting and impactful videos, or how to better understand the technology of recording and producing music, then Digital Media Education is for you. Contact them today. You Scrub a Pup in Mary Esther, right across from the Santa Rosa Mall, where we offer three levels of service for all of your dog washing needs. Shampoos, afterbath doggy colognes, lots of treats and belly rubs, and so much more. Bring your dog in today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
And I'm telling you, if you missed any of our programs, we have four programs back to back. You want to make sure to catch them. Of course, you can always go to VFNTV.com, but don't forget, we have podcasts available for you. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, oh my goodness, sign up. Go to VFNTV.com. In the right-hand corner, you can select newsletter sign up, and every single week, you're going to get the highlights of that week's program, and you're also going to get an opportunity to get every single program that was available, that was shared on that week's segment.
Wow.
So it's all contained in an email, and you can take it, you know, have VFN Radio on my phone, and we'll go, you know, on your iPad, and I get so many reports of people telling me, hey, listen, I was just sitting with my iPad, it went to the newsletter, and it just, you know, click, 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 and I just heard one after the other, you know, it's a great way. So sign up for yourself, and also sign up a friend.
You know, there's over 25 million children living in fatherless homes in America. The father's absence and the degrading of the father's role is just all around us. You know why? Because the enemy wants to destroy our perception of what a father is. But I got news for you. The reason why the all-outright attack is on the natural father, because Father God loves you and has got a plan for your life, and he's trying to break down, the give you a life of no grid to be able to find what a father is. Let me tell you something. Father God loves you and has a plan for your life. As a matter of fact, he made a roadmap. He made a way to him, a bridge to him. He loves you so much, and he wants you so much in his family. He wants to be your father that he gave his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you can go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, where you can meet Father God through his son, Jesus Christ. We share a couple of our stories to kind of give you a grid that we're all the same. But you know what? God loves you and has a plan for your life. Find him. Meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
We- Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV, the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome Don Ramos here with us today.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man.
We're excited about being here talking about the Lord, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Man, if you missed an earlier program, just understanding who the first family is, and I'm not talking about the first family in America or the first family in your church gathering. I'm talking about the first family on the face of this earth. It'll give you perspective.
That's awesome.
You know, we all have issues, and that's why we need Jesus. We need a Savior. You know, also join us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Who doesn't have issues?
No. No, not
he doesn't
at all.
Have issues. We will not bring them up. I'm sorry.
We just can't talk about it.
Maybe so we had so many elephants in the room, we didn't have a room.
That's right. Didn't have a room.
We didn't even have a room, man. We had a mansion, but it was so many elephants. It was like a studio apartment, right? I had my room and he had his room.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, man, what the Lord is doing. If you missed, and you've got to catch it in regards to Ezekiel 38 and 39, make sure you get a chance to go and listen to it. You can go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast. I'd like to give a big shout out to all of our podcast listeners are out there, because that's kind of how we are today. Everybody's so mobile. Things are moving so quickly. You need to listen to it when you need to listen to it. And you need to listen to what you need to listen to when you're listening to it. And you can do that by downloading our podcast. Just go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, and you get whatever format that you need. What happens, it just gets downloaded in your stuff somehow, and you can play it like you play a record. No, a CD. I'm sorry, a CD.
What's a CD?
Download, I guess. And you can, and it's just really cool because then you have it. Think about this. You know, remember all the years that, yeah, buy the tape. We're giving it to you.
There
it's
you
yours.
Go.
Have it freely.
Free.
You know, freely, the Lord's given it to us. We give it to you. Go to VFNTV.com and download the podcast today. Your future may depend upon it. I'm telling you, this is tragic what took place in this high school in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And every time it happens, you know, we go, well, I just can't believe this happened. But how many times are we going to say, I can't believe this happens, other than the fact that, you know, this particular program, this game, what's that game that right after the naval base shooting that we talked about, we were live on the air. We had a live report on that when it came out. You remember the guy that was walking around with a shotgun? He was walking through the Navy shipyard in Washington, D.C., and he was shooting folks. What did he play all the time?
Grand Theft Auto.
He played so much Grand Theft Auto, which is a digital version of killing people. It's a virtual way of killing folks, that people would bring him food while he was on this game. And what happened the day that this happened and the reports went out on the news, what did the owners of Grand Theft Auto do?
Well, they released their new game. Yeah.
So they released the very thing that trained up this murderer to murder American citizens who are working for us to defend us at the Navy Yard in Washington, D.C., in Washington, that to top it off, then they released a whole new version of how to murder folks of Grand Theft Auto, right?
Next day.
And what was the dollar value they made off that release?
I believe it was $500 million.
A billion with a B.
With a B.
So we trained this guy. They trained this guy to murder. He did what they trained him to do, which was to murder folks in Washington Navy shipyard. And then the next day, they release their next version of their murdering program and make $500 million on it. And nobody's shocked. It's like, you have to, I was in law enforcement for about 9 years, a little over 9 years. And that's what we did to train.
I'm sorry, Greg. I got to interrupt you there.
What?
$800 million. It just confirmed the Wikipedia. Not 500, almost $1 billion was spent on this game.
The next day.
The next day.
So $800 million was made. I mean, you would think you'd hold back your release since you trained him to murder folks
in 24 hours.
They haven't even buried the bodies yet. They're still trying to determine what happened yet. They're still interviewing friends of this guy, and they release it immediately, and we allow that to happen.
Yeah.
We close down. We fire bus drivers for calling a one of their children on the bus driver a crybaby. Remember
yeah.
that?
They yeah. called, oh, yeah. They called, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they fired this bus driver because they called her a crybaby. This man kills folks, was trained by this program to do it, and whatever else was inside of him. And then you look at, they release and make $800 million to release that. And I'm saying that not because I got some idea or heard something. That's what we do in law enforcement. You would train. You have to go through all these scenarios, and you have to act like it's happening, and you got to respond. And we would physically shoot guns, and we would role play like we were shooting guns, and we would have fake guns, and you know, people would come out, and so that you're ready to kill if you have to kill, and you're ready to kill not the wrong person, the right person, kill the right bad guy versus the good guy. But this particular game, Grand Theft Auto, is about this murdering and robbing, right?
It's a virtual world.
Grand Theft Auto. By the way, Grand Theft Auto is a felony. It's a crime. It's a statute in your state. It definitely is one in the state that we're in. And to just call it a crime, to call it Grand Theft Auto, that actually is a name of a crime that you actually put people in jail for. Mm-hmm. So they basically say the name of our program is a crime. And then they murder in the context of that. So it really should be, you know, you name it, more names than that.
Yeah. Right. $800 million in the first 24 hours, $1 billion gross sales in 3 days.
In 3 days. And nobody's concerned.
Right.
While you know, reports in France right now, you know, people are walking through the street and getting punched out and knocked out and everything. I mean, there's so much tension going on in the world right now. And where is the church? You know, we have to wake up. The answer is Jesus, by the way. The answer is Jesus. And if you missed an earlier program, you got to catch it about, you know, power, the name of Jesus, power and authority, and beginning to put Jesus's name and him in the place in your heart and your community and your family where he belongs, so he can do what he does by your faith and through your faith in him. But so now here we are now reporting right here from Pennsylvania in Pennsylvania High School. The school is even closed today. Because yesterday there was a stabbing spree where this guy, the 16-year-old young man, went around as a sophomore in regional high school in Murrysville, Pennsylvania, and he just went on stabbing. He went from classroom, place to place, not just one place. He went from place to place stabbing folks. We were so unprepared as a nation. I mean, we were unprepared for lunacy, for riot. For rebellion, if one 16-year-old can make it that far inside of a school that they make you send your kid to, they punish you if you don't, and if you're being helped out financially from any kind of program in the country, they take that away from you if your kid doesn't make it there. So, I mean, they're forcing this whole paradigm, and now they're challenging homeschoolers in regards to what they're doing in the context of it, trying to get everybody in that place. Before, for a stabbing, a shooting, for a place there's no authority, this, you know, is that type of thing. And it's just amazing what's taking place. But we have this video right here. I want you to see this from CBN News. It just took place just yesterday. Listen up.
A Pennsylvania high school is closed today following Wednesday's stabbing spree. The suspect faces 4 counts of attempted homicide and 21 counts of aggravated assault. And his father is speaking out.
I can say my prayers go out to everyone who was injured today, and I hope they recover as quickly as possible.
He's a typical young kid. He's a B-plus student. It's the families like Ozzie and Harriet. They have dinner together every night. I mean, they did not see this coming.
Last night, there were prayer vigils and tears in the suburban Pittsburgh community, and many students and faculty at Franklin Regional High School are being hailed as heroes. One student pulled the fire alarm to alert everyone in the building. But the incident did not end until an assistant principal tackled 16-year-old Alex Herbel.
Bring healing to our region.
Here again, we're witnessing young people being hurt, and I just feel very strongly that we need to address the underlying issues.
Prosecutors say the suspect will be tried as an adult. 21 students and a security guard were injured.
Just tragic. It is a tragedy. But the thing is, are we going to continue this insanity where how many kids are playing games like Grand Theft Auto?
Right.
How many parents who are doing what's right are choosing or the children are forcing or sneaking or going to friends' houses and playing murder.
Yeah.
Over and over. And if you, whatever you, ever how a man thinks he is in his heart, if you murder someone virtually over and over again, it becomes very, it becomes a viable option for you. Whatever goes inside of your head and inside your heart and you role play it, it just becomes a viable option. It's something you're going to think about. It's mm-hmm. something you're going to do. That's why sin begins as a thought.
That's right.
You know, but also brilliance and business and industry and, you know, begins as a thought. Everything begins as a thought, and then it begins to work its way. It's a seabed. And so every time that a kid or an adult, and there's grown folks now that are playing it as well, and there's like this murderer up in the Navy base in Washington, D.C., was doing that. You have to understand those two go together. And the one thing I don't understand, well, I really do because it reveals things, is why in the world would our president not stop that? Why would they not? If we're going to sign executive orders for all these other things, why don't we assign an executive order that says, you know, ceased doing, mm-hmm. making, profiting on murder. Mm. No more games. And then attorneys take this industry and bring those two together and bring in all the law enforcement and all the military that train virtually and bring those together and say, okay, you're going to start redistributing that $1 billion mm-hmm. to the families of Columbine, to the families of Washington, D.C., up in the Navy base, to the families of what just happened in Pennsylvania.
Aurora.
And then, yeah, Aurora, to the families in Connecticut.
Yes,
These school shootings. Hook. It's the name of the school up there.
Sandy Hook.
I mean, just start and give every dime of it, every dime to those families, so that their generation after generation, you know, understands that we're sorry for what we promulgated in our environment, because the gun wasn't the issue. It's the legalization of virtual murder again and again and mm-hmm. again that produces murder. Ever how a man thinks he is in his heart.
That's right.
And this is how it works. And we're going to go to break. We have to understand. So we would role rehearse in law enforcement and to say, okay, what happens if this store is being robbed? What happens if this is going down? What happens if this is happening in this part of the community? And you have to do that. You have to go over and over and role play. What tree would you be behind? What dumpster would you be behind in the store concept? What store system would you be behind in a mall if a mall was going down? And then when something goes down, you don't even think about it anymore. You've role-played it so much mm-hmm. that whatever's inside of you is what comes out. Ever how you were trained or not trained is what you do. It just happens. You don't think, okay, now what did I say? You just go to that tree. You go to that dumpster. You go down that certain hallway. Well, think about this. How many kids are going through great stress? It's just stressful to be a kid, period, sometimes, going through this change. And you notice the age group of what's happening, the ones that are doing this. Mm-hmm. And then you look at, now they've gone over and trained again and again and again, murder, 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 responses, murder, responses, violence, in their virtual games they're playing continually. And then all of a sudden a stressor hits. And just like an officer does not even think about what he or she's going to do, they just do it. How many of these kids just get taken over and they just do what they rehearsed in their heart over and over again, which we legally allowed and we're allowing right now. Mm-hmm. And everything was spoken of. Our FBI even put up the video to shame the families before the bodies were even buried in the ground from the U.S. Navy Yard in Washington, D.C. That's mm-hmm. never happened before, to my knowledge. And trying to put fear out there. But we just said nothing about the $1 billion made in 3 days. The same mouse said nothing about the $1 billion made in 3 days that actually instigated this particular violence. We'll be back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
The Holy Spirit said, for 100 days, beginning March the 1st, I'm going to take my people through a time of redefinement. For the last number of years, God's people have really been bound. And the Holy Spirit said that His people's been contained and constrained. They have been refined. when you go through the refiner's fire, you have a period of loss, but it's not bad loss. It's loss of things that needs to go. And the Holy Spirit said that there's some of you here today that you've lost some relationships, but don't worry about it. The Lord's going to give you more relationships to make up for the ones that you lost. The Holy Spirit said, for 100 days, beginning March the 1st, I'm going to take my people through a time of redefinement. Simon was known as a reed, and the Lord redefined him and called him Peter, and he went from being a reed to a rock. Same man, just redefined. There's going to be cities that the Holy Spirit in America is about to redefine. They were known as one thing, but they're about to be redefined and known as another thing. You've been one way, but you're about to be completely another way. Some of you is going to experience such a change in your life, you're going to realize when God gets through redefining you, you could have never done that 6 months ago. The devil has come to some of you and he's convinced you that you're put off. It's not going to happen. You're wasting your time. The devil's told some of you that you prayed about it and prayed about it, and nothing's going to happen. But I've come here today to turn the ship in the water. And I've come here to tell you, God is about to give you a season of suddenlies in the name of Jesus.
You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN Radio every day, we're 24-7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have a entire two-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. John, talk to us, man, about environments.
Yes.
Talk to us about how important environments are.
Well, I want to share with you about the power of casting vision and creating the right environment. You know, just recently, Bill Strickland, who's the president and CEO of Manchester Bidwell Corporation, he spoke at Harvard School of Public Health, and as part of decision-making, I guess, I don't know if it's a symposium or conference, but basically it's Voices from the Field. It's a webcast on leadership, and Bill is, man, he is a great guy. I mean, in terms of what he's doing for children in the inner city, we're just talking about the tragic events that happened in the suburban high school of Pittsburgh, well, in the inner city of Pittsburgh. Bill has really had a tremendous vision to put in place an educational system that is, or a school, a training center, he calls it, that is of top-notch quality, and creating such an environment where he's taking inner-city kids and providing a place for them to learn and grow and develop, and the things that they're doing are absolutely amazing. He has partnerships now with MIT. The CEO of eBay invested $500 million into into his vision. The Heinz Corporation ketchup gave him $1 million. I mean, you got to figure the man.
As much ketchup as we're eating, and they give him just $1 million, and eBay gave half $500 million.
Tell me about it. Oh, Tell me about it. But I want you to hear just a little bit, a few minutes of Bill,
which is Secretary of State John Kerry's lineage.
Absolutely.
Yep. By marriage.
Heinz fortune.
Teresa.
Teresa. Well, we want you to listen a little bit of Bill speaking about where he came from, because his story is unique like all of ours, but how he got to this place. You can watch the full, you know, speech and talk when we relate it to the torch for you, but I just want you to hear just a little bit of his heart and how he got to this place.
I'm going to show you some pictures of what I do for a living in Pittsburgh, and as you'll see, these pictures have gotten me to some interesting places, including where I'm at today. But it all is autobiographical. Once upon a time, public school kid, flunking out of school, and an art teacher who actually saved my life, a guy named Frank Ross. He got me excited about clay. He says, I'm leaving here. I'm not going to let you die like your buddies on the street. You're going to college. So he hounded me during my senior year till I filled out a something called a scholastic aptitude test. Never seen the test, flunked the test, get in on probation, graduate with honors. Now I'm a trustee of the University of Pittsburgh. And I was the commencement speaker. And I got up in front of 13,000 people and I said, don't give up on the poor kids. They might end up being the commencement speaker. And that story is what we'll talk about for a couple minutes. Environment drives behavior. Beautiful environments create beautiful kids. Prisons create prisoners. So based on that philosophy, many years later, I went out and raised a whole pile of money to build a center, that center. This is my concept of what a school for poor people was supposed to look like. This was done by a student of Frank Lloyd Wright, the architect. I met Mr. Wright's architecture when I was 16 years old, and I was determined I was going to build something like that in my community. So I found one of his great students. I built that center, which was the scale model for the Pittsburgh Airport. So it's kind of famous. And when you come to see the place, what you will not see is a metal detector or security cameras, because I don't have any, in the highest crime rate neighborhood in Pittsburgh. And in 27 years of operation, no drugs, no alcohol, no police calls, no theft, no vandalism, zero. I'll also take you up to see my old high school. It's four blocks away. Steel doors, metal detectors, bars in the windows, in the same neighborhood. Nobody's that lucky. Environment drives behavior. Beautiful environments create beautiful kids. Prisons create prisoners. So based on that philosophy, I built this center. That's the entrance to the building. Fabulous artwork throughout the building. There's no anti-theft system on any of the artwork. We haven't lost anything in 26 years, not a pencil. And what we now know is that the way in which you treat people oftentimes sets the stage for their development. The other thing that I'm very strong about is light, L-I-G-H-T. Poor people are always in the dark in their heads. So the idea is to get them out in the sunlight and let them know that the sun's for everybody on the planet, not just rich kids. And that has turned out to be a very, very important principle that we live under. That's our kitchen. I promote Heinz ketchup wherever I go in the world, which I hope you eat up here at the Harvard School of Health. I don't know where your politics are about ketchup, but I stand with ketchup. I had a cardboard box put in my school, and I had it in the garbage bag, and I was trying to raise money. So I got called into the office of United States Senator John Hines, who was the heir to the Hines ketchup fortune, which was like going to see the Wizard of Oz, because he had about $600 million, I had about 60 cents. He said, man, you've done a great job with the inner city people, and we understand you want to build a new school. I said, yeah, I do. He said, well, you could really help our affirmative action goals out if you'd had a culinary program in your school when you get it built. That way you could hire some black folks and solve the problem. Well, back then we were a building trades program, you know, bricklaying, carpentry and stuff. I said, Senator, I'm really reluctant to go into a field I don't know anything about. Give me the money, we'll build a school. I'll come back in a couple years, and we'll get that culinary program going just like you ask. And he sat real quietly, so what would your answer be if I said I'd give you $1 million? I said, Senator, it appears that we're going into the food training business. And John, give me $1 million. And we borrowed the curriculum from the Heinz Ketchup Company, and we trained poor people to become gourmet cooks in 10 months flat in the middle of the inner city of Pittsburgh. And this turned about to be quite a story. Built an amphitheater for the students. They're all in uniform. That's lunch at the school, by the way. The concept is you can't teach people if they're hungry. So the answer is give them something to eat. But we don't do fast food. We do gourmet food. So every student at the center has a gourmet lunch every day. Good for the stomachs, better for the heads.
Amazing.
Fantastic. Isn't it amazing?
Oh, I got to see this whole thing. Make sure you can see this whole thing right at vfntv.com and click on the torch. This guy is amazing. Bill Strickland?
Bill Strickland, president and CEO of Manchester Bidwell Corporation, I believe. Manchester Bidwell Corporation, yeah.
So what was those key statements he made?
Well, this was really interesting. His key statement is, environment drives behavior. Beautiful environment creates beautiful kids. Prisons create prisoners.
Wow.
Is that amazing?
You think about the way that America has treated people who need help. They literally create almost a prison format. Sure. They stack folks up. They pile them into small places. They concentrate them instead of giving them a nice spread and beauty and that type of thing. Although lately, I've seen some changes in that, but historically, that's how it's been.
Right. So it's pretty amazing to see everything that's happened. We want to make sure that we continue this in our next program.
Good. We're going
to
continue this. Yeah,
because there's so much to talk about this, because environment is so important. And this is being done not just in Pittsburgh, but we're going to find out that this is a vision that's now spreading all across the country and even around the world.
So definitely make sure in a future program we're going to continue this conversation. Man, this is an amazing thing. Bill Strickland. You can find out more at VFNTV.com and click on The Torch.
Oh my goodness, Auntie's Restaurant Barbecue, a taste of Southern Soul on Highway 29, just 1/4 mile north from Kingsfield Road, right on the right-hand side. Come on in and get some. Brunson Air and Heating in Mobile. They can do all of your service work quick and efficient. Give them a call today. Brunson Air and Heating, you'll be glad that you did. Mark Downey & Associates is a real estate firm that specializes in property management and high-end home sales. The secret to their success is simple: aggressive marketing and an intense passion for serving others. Call Mark Downey's team today. Taqueria Ogies, authentic Mexican food. They're coming all over the Gulf Coast for some. Come get some today. Spicy, hot, and delicious. Your plate is next. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Jesus himself said this. He said, the verdict is in. Bam. I mean, you remember the jury comes in and the judge ordering the court. They open the little piece of paper where your whole life can just like, what? And it opens it up and the verdict is in. And Jesus says, some people just love the prince of darkness. They just love darkness. They love the deeds you could do in darkness. There's some folks that just love Lucifer's stuff. You just dust your feet and you move on. This is the relationship. You can't, if you try to force somebody to have a relationship with God, you don't even have a concept of Him, and secondly, you might not even know Him. Besides, forced relationship by our own laws is called rape. You have to want to be with God. It's a choice. Which is so cool, because God wants to be with you.